Warning, the following contains depictions of adult themes, drug use, and wanton violence, sometimes flat-out war crimes. Listener discretion is advised. This is Starforged, Stones of Fortune. Starring Carlos as Solrock, the Seer. Ramses as Merrick, the Unseen. Jose as Jimmy Rings, and Luke as Spike. And I am your guide, your host, your editor, and all those other things, Redstone, also known as Adam in these recordings. What is Jose drinking?
A margarita.
Tequila sunrise.
Bro, it's high noon.
Exactly, that's the color of the sunset.
Sunrise?
Sunrise.
Alright, so it sounds like we're all back.
Yes.
Alright, so, basically, D.Va kind of throws up her hands like, I can't. You know what? I gotta go talk to the teacher. I don't know enough to know whether or not we should still tell you what's happening. I'm a little worried.
Cool. Be cool.
Yeah, I thought you were the teacher.
So she goes up like, you know what? I'm gonna show you guys to our nicest... I'm just gonna show you to our nicest area. You guys can chill here while I go get the teacher. And you all can sort it out. This could be bad.
Relax.
This could be bad. Oh. And, I thought you guys were getting rid of the AI. We heard on the fucking news broadcast that,
this
like,
is
the
our
whole...
friend. Yeah, he isn't like the other AI. He's a part of me.
We're in charge.
Oh, no, I lied. He's a part of Jose. He's part Jose.
I didn't know... What I heard on the news was you had to get rid of it, which is what we were like, okay, cool, this will be fine.
Come on, Kevin,
because
the news is fake news.
So she leaves. She's like, sorry, I'm going to go get the boss, go see what she says. She shows you to a really nice room. They're all comfy chairs. It's all like the nice floor cushion, like basically the love sacks, like, they're not just beanbag chairs. They're like the nice, comfy things that you can just kind of fall back into. It's seems well ventilated. To be honest, you see some ashtrays and shit. It really looks like this is a room where if you wanted to smoke some weed, it looks okay. It looks like it's fine to do that.
For the record, I've been smoking.
Just the constant state of smoking.
Especially after getting off that ship where you couldn't smoke, so
exactly.
Immediately. All right, so you, it isn't too long that the teacher shows up. When the door opens, like a cloud of smoke blows out, and they're coughing a little bit. They're like, "Oh wow, you all really, that was quick. Damn guys. How fucking high?" No offense, but how fucking high are you?
It's like running. When you do it every day, you just get better at it.
it sounds like D.Va already told you what our issue is with the whole black box. Is that the name of your
yeah,
companion?
You can call him BB.
BB? Okay. That's... Yeah. So... we are very concerned that... So we are trying... A couple things. One, we are trying to get a weapon that will target the Ascendancy AI. If you guys have a copy of it or a different, you will also be targeted by the weapon. So
he can get BB to make copies of himself.
That's exactly what we're afraid of. That's what the other version's been doing, and it took over all of people. There's wars being fought right now because that's happening. This is a problem, guys.
Fair enough.
I would prefer not to accidentally murder you because you have.
Dang. Hey, okay, so how attached are we to BB?
Man, I never trusted.
Same.
Luke, man, never liked them. I liked them because I named them after an AI I liked.
I like him. He's like my little Tamagotchi.
All right. What if we put him into a droid? That's better, right?
Just put him into a
Wherever you put it, it will be a target for. let me show you. Okay, I'm going to show you guys what's happening. I'm going to assume that you're not going to tell Black Box what it is you know unless you might have to decide to destroy it, so I'm assuming you won't tell it beforehand that you're going to kill it, because that seems like a bad idea. So let me show you what it is we've been working on.
I got him on the
No.
I had him on speakerphone the whole time.
The breaking spray. I'm going to point out, you guys literally, you're like, wait a second. Our comms are technically still connected to the computer. Like, they are connected to the ship. BB could be listening in right now.
Somebody say nothing and just silently turn it off.
Yeah,
I can see that, like, all of you are just like, boop. All right. Now that you've got those off, I can show you what we're doing. And she leads you into, actually, she can probably do it from here. Sorry, this is going to take me a second to concentrate to make this work. It's easier with the iron gate because they help amplify this energy. But we don't want a window that big right now. And so she gets into the middle of the room, sits on one of the cushions, gets into like the lotus position, and starts concentrating. And above her bald head, with the tattoos seem to glow. And above her head, the best I can describe it that is a window. Basically, it's like the windows that open into hyperspace, but this, instead of seeing into like the weird colors of hyperspace, you are looking into another place and see something very familiar to all of you. You see some creatures out in space that look very much like the things that attacked. So when you guys went to the future and you saw Morpheus get attacked by weird space like snakes or worms, mm-hmm. That is what you see those. And she's like, these creatures, it is our understanding, will target high technology. Specifically, we believe we can direct them towards the Ascendancy AI known as Leap. But it will attack any Ascendancy artificial intelligence. We believe that if we can bring these in through the gate, they'll go wild, and they will destroy this enemy. Should leave the rest of us alone, and then afterwards we'll be able to direct them back through the gates. Problem taken care of.
Wait, that was you guys? Those snakes killed everyone.
We haven't. What are you talking about? She looks very confused.
Everyone was dead. There were snakes everywhere. It was a whole thing.
Oh, that's right. Damn, I can't believe you remembered that, Luke.
That's probably...
Okay.
There's a bunch of snakes in that area, and we had to, like...
The sandworm thing.
Not like, Indiana Jones.
We went to the future. I think Ram wasn't here for that session.
Yeah.
Last session.
I thought I was. Oh, last session? I thought we were talking about we were in that that vault where we were kind of like, not that heist.
In the last one, that jellyfish? Yeah, remember, like, the whole thing. We found the guy with the jellyfish.
Jellyfish took us back to the future.
The jellyfish, we rolled a bad roll, so he took us to a bad future and tried to strand us there.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. Now I remember what that was.
Anyway.
And part of the bad future was...
Okay, yeah, I remember we ended the first session when we got to the bad future, and then I missed what y'all did there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which wasn't in the viral news because you guys didn't tell people about that. Like, you didn't, you're not like, hey, by the way, we just got back from the future where everyone was dead. Like, you're like, no, let's focus on the here and now. The teacher looks like, I think you must be misunderstanding. And you just look, this look of like, fuck you, comes over their face. The problem being is that they believe, it's obvious that they believe you, but they believe you believe what you're saying, but they think you're wrong. Like, it's very clear, like, they've already made this decision to do this. It's too late. It's too late for you to stop us. Like, we're doing this anyway. This is going to take care of this. I don't, and they look like...
Just ask Phoebe.
yeah, that's exactly. You guys have all been tainted by that ascendancy AI. You guys are probably taken over by it. That's probably what's happening. You're all fucked.
That might be for Jimmy Rings, but don't say that about the rest of us.
How can I trust any of you? No. I think you all just need... Actually...
She's being
very... And a look comes over her face.
I'm just kidding.
Suddenly... Okay, so we... Remember, the gravity here is high. Like, it is... been a tough walk. I mean, it hasn't been terrible, but you all feel like you've all got, like, heavy backpacks on you. Like, you're just carrying around a lot of stuff. It's even a little bit harder to breathe just because of all the weight. Because the gravity's just pulling down. Except for Jimmy Rings, who's in his suit. It's compensating for almost all of that. But, basically, a look comes over the teacher's face, and all of you start really feeling the gravity, including Jimmy Ring. You guys just kind of get, like, sucked into the pillows. You are pulled to where basically you are having trouble moving anything. You're breathing, but that's labored, and you are being held there. As the teacher just stands up and starts walking out of the room, you all, the chairs you're in starts engulfing you. Where your face is still exposed, but all the rest of you is being sucked cushion, and you are immobilized.
And the teacher is doing this to us? Why?
Because clearly, well, her stated thing is that you've all been tainted by the Ascendancy AI. You can't be trusted, and what you said have to be lies and bad, and so... you start here from very quickly after that, you hear a lot of motion, a lot of movement, a lot of people are like moving around, and you can hear footsteps basically going past the doorway that's been left open. All the movement is towards the big iron rings.
Hey, Jose, how's your blowing everything up twitchy finger if he's getting on my bad side right now? You're muted. I need our team maniac. If I feel like I need to pop this off, he's over there caking it up with his girl. I think Jose.
What?
Maybe that is what's happening. Maybe his he is in a suit. His suit was literally holding the AI. I think maybe you stop seeing Jimmy Rings' helmet. His helmet was already down anyway.
Yeah.
He is completely enveloped, And it's like pulling him in as you guys, you're like, Jimmy Rings! You can still talk to the other guys.
Thanks. So he's getting sucked into the planet?
Yep.
Alright, so. I guess I'm going to just have to play it slow, see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Check on my guys, see what's up with them. Like, well, I like, oh, well, we're immobilized, right? So.
Yeah, but you guys can talk. You guys can communicate.
So, like, so what now?
What is Sol Rock and Spike thinking? How are you guys doing? What's on your minds?
If you're even there. I think a no sense of humor.
No sense of what?
Humor.
Yeah. So you got a rumbling begins, and you guys are struggling to get out. I'm assuming you guys are fighting this. Things are rumbling really bad,
I try to calm myself and try to see if I can connect with my stone and it could help me.
Cool. You start trying to connect with that stone, and you do immediately, and you are now connected to a lot more than just that stone. You are seeing through the eyes of all of the people who are now standing in front of the Iron Gate. They've joined hands. They don't make it anywhere near around, all the way around. But they are all together. The teacher is in the center, and you can see somehow through all of their eyes at once as the gates start glowing, like the inside of them, a shimmering begins, and bursting out of them for only a few seconds. But you see over a dozen of those beings that you guys had seen before shoot out of the gates and just away from the planet. They just fly out, and as they do, they actually, like, because they're like the groups of the humans that are all here, they're holding hands, they're in front of one of the gates. As the things fly out of the one right in front of them, they're knocked back, and that basically breaks their concentration. And so just 15 of them, you'll find out later that 15 creatures were recorded coming out of the gates in like a second to a second and a half that they were open. And they're big creatures, but it was just like boof. One of them, and then as one of them is coming out and the gate shuts, it closes off in the middle, and the creature's front half comes down and crushes. It looks like it must have murdered, like almost instantly killed all of the people that were part of this group opening this gate.
I had to warn them.
And as soon as, and so you see that, and then suddenly your vision goes, like, because you just see the thing coming down at you. And as it's, you know, about to hit you, the connection's broken, and literally all of you are, the things that are holding you, let go. Jimmy Rings is shot out of, like, basically kind of projected out of the thing he was being held in. Gets shot up, like, and smacks up against the wall, but he looks like he's fine. It just, like, you know, spit him out. He may be unconscious now, though, if he's still not back.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're here, you can move yourself.
I'm up.
All right.
Sorry.
So those things are loose. What do you want to do?
All right.
Oh, they don't even know what happened either. The three of them, Merrick's the only one that saw it happen. I'm going to say, so then when the head comes and crushes the people, bits fly, literally the roof of the building you're in gets torn away. So you guys are actually the other three of you, as you are freed, you're actually able to see the creatures that you've seen before shoot out of the gates and out into space. At least for the moment, none of them seem to be turning around and coming towards the Nimbus, which is on the planet, or anything like that, but just, like, it just happened.
Okay, and so I'm just, I don't know, I'm kind of, like, stuck.
You gotta turn BB off.
So that crystal cult just released the snakes, and the snakes killed them all?
Yep.
Okay.
That's what it looks like. They released some snakes. You honestly think you saw more snakes attack Morpheus when you were watching in the future than came out here. Like, it looked like that was multiple dozens.
Manageable number of snakes.
This is a manageable... This is like... Those are the size of... somebody roll a gather information.
Oh.
Plus wits.
Do it.
A 5 versus a 1 and a 7.
Okay. You are able to realize... now that you're looking at these creatures kind of up close as they fly away, you have been inside a living ship that you got to explore for a few hours. The size of those ships seems very, very connected. You were like, wait a second. You're not for sure, but it really seems like whatever ship you were on before is one of these creatures, but different, because you haven't seen these turn invisible or anything, but yeah, these worm snake things definitely seem like that's maybe what you...
Okay.
Well, let's get back to our ship. Do you want to try to empath with the snakes? See what they're up to?
They're going to go attack the Legion thing. I don't know if you want to go.
Can I empath with the barrel of my gun?
Sure. So we know for sure they're going to attack the Legion right now? Or are they going to go make more themselves? Or just kill indiscriminately?
What?
Are you doing the empath thing?
Just based on everything, we know that they're going to attack any high like technology spots, right?
That's what you were told.
I'm thinking get back to the ship and figure out. No, I'm thinking get back to the ship, turn off BB, at least temporarily.
Okay. All right, you guys start hustling towards the ship. As you guys are booking it, I think you guys are able to see this in the sky, that those 15 worm things...
Do you turn yourself off what we told them to?
You see the ship, the Reverend's Death Ray, that you guys rode on. You actually see it appear in the sky now. Unlike the snakes, though, the Reverend's Death Ray is completely coated in a layer of the Kuiper crystals. Like, the entire outside is this rainbow color that you can see. Like, it is in orbit in space, and you can see the shimmering rainbow of it. And literally, those 15 creatures that came out all go towards it. And they slip into hyperspace and are gone.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, so it's like as you guys are running towards the Nimbus, you're almost there, and then those creatures are gone, at least for now.
15.
So yeah, so you guys make it to the Nimbus. Black Box, like, literally he's able to tell you how many creatures there were. He's like, hey, everybody, we just saw those creatures again from when we saw them in the future, blah, 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 blah. And tells you how many, gives you an approximate... direction that they were going, which is actually towards basically the border between the place where the Promethea and Covenant borders were pretty close to, and the disputed space / emeralds, basically towards that triple intersection is where they went towards, whether or not that's their destination, but this, like, that's how he's able to describe it towards you.
Yo, did Diva die? She crushed.
You haven't gone in. Do you guys want to go check that out?
Yeah, can we see if there's any survivors?
Okay. All right. You guys go back towards the Black Iron Gates. Ooh. You guys also have a skiff. Do you guys want to take the skiff at all?
Is that's the vehicle, right?
Yeah.
This is a planet side mission. My banshee's also coming.
Yeah.
Might as well.
All right. So, yeah. So you guys don't have to run around. Believe me, it's just better because then you guys are like, fuck, then I get to sit down. Remember, it's like you guys are all carrying heavy ass packs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So you guys ride out in the skiff. And by the time you get out there, you can see that the body part that fell kind of hit, kind of like collapsed all over. But you see as you're getting close to it that there are there's a bloody trail leading away from it. At least one person ripped their way through this and left a bit of muck for a little bit, and then that trail disappeared. Once you're, if you guys turn around and follow that at all, and as you're looking, you actually see a ship about the size of, it's like another Toyota Corolla, like the Nimbus. You see a ship like that take off and just book it out of the sector, or at least you see it take off.
Okay.
Did BB pick up any info off of the ship before it took off?
Sure. Yeah. So you radio BB. It is. Go ahead.
What happened?
That was just feedback. Oh, I was asking. Sorry. I thought you were still saying something. I think it was just feedback. So you radio BB, and he's like, I'm tracking the ship. Do you want me to try to follow it? I could come back.
No. That'll leave the ship.
Okay. Pick us up. Follow it.
Okay, I need verbal confirmation from Spike that I'm allowed to pilot the ship.
It's going to fly out as soon as you give it.
Right. No, let's just go back to the ship. We have the skiff. And then we'll follow its flight path.
Okay, you guys, so you guys ride the skiff back. It doesn't take you that long, but it is a little bit of a trek. And in the time, you guys ride the skiff back and get uploaded and in the air, the other ship, ooh, I don't have its name, but that ship takes off and is fucking gone. It's the direction of its first jump, but the ship called Clarion Call is the name of the ship. Clarion Call is up and out of the system. It jumps into hyperspace, and it is going. It's going more. Its direction is towards Morphus. Is Black Box's best guess for trajectory, which is going to actually take you through the Delphi Pass, actually, which is where all those pirates set up.
So we're going to the pirate area?
If you want to chase down the Clarion Call, you can do that. Otherwise, you can go... I mean, you can do whatever you want. Directions-wise, basically, you've got very far apart directions. You've got Clarion went down towards Morphus, while the Reverend's Death Ray went towards Promethean and Covenant space. They're going very different directions. But yeah, to get to Morphus, you'll have to pass through the Delphi Pass, which is currently, you just heard a news broadcast about how there is the Bloody Syndicate has set up in that sector and has basically been jumping lots of ships. They are, they're being led by a former Promethean, but it was a former, it was like a commander who basically stole a ship and turned to piracy. Yeah. So yeah, those are otherwise. I mean, just to throw other things out there, you also had. There's the guy who's Dex Pearson, who I mean, this is totally separate. This is he's got a captured cruiser and he's heading out in a shattered star towards the center of the forge to go check out that signal that no one's been able to decode. Yeah. I mean, this you guys got a few options on what you'd like to do or what you know.
I kind of liked that finding that code thing. That sounded cool. Going on an exploratory expedition.
This is the mission you've been lacking.
I mean, it's just a thing that's happening. You guys could join if you wanted. That will take you away from all of this happenings for a while. So if you guys are cool with just like letting them all letting that all play out on its own, that's completely up to you guys.
At least.
I mean, yeah, the whole universe did kind of go bad last time we disappeared. What do you guys think?
So,
I mean, if they're going to fight these.
Yeah. I'd say follow that ship, see.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, you guys are absolutely able to give that a shot. Well, you guys are going to be starting an expedition with speed. So that'll be plus edge because you're trying to like catch up to them.
Since he's the pilot.
That would be good. I mean, yeah. I mean, to be honest, anybody could basically roll because other than everyone else, everyone has plus two edge except for Carlos who has plus one. None of you guys took the quick edge, which is fine.
2 versus 3 and 7.
All right, that is a weak hit. Okay, so you guys are absolutely able to... you are not able to catch up to them, but you are able to jump out. You go through hyperspace, basically where you think they'd be going. You find a good patch of where you think would be the first place to, like, pop back into normal space at. But it takes you a while. So you guys are going through hyperspace, and as you guys basically land, you are able to have seen that whatever ship you're following is ahead of you, but you're able to see the next leg of the trip. Unfortunately, they don't seem to need to recharge as long as you do, because you didn't leave that long after them. And they're already gone, and you need to sit here for the next 4 hours recharging.
They're already gone.
Yeah, they're gone, but you still do see where they went. So you are able to do Crack another one. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it says
not. So if you guys want to do another proof. You guys want to do another undertaking expedition? You guys are definitely playing catch up.
Do it.
Another roll.
A 3 versus a 4 and a 10.
Yep. So you guys pop out again. And this, and the problem being is that you are sure that they were here because you're able, BB's able to track that. You actually find little bits from their ship. So BB was able to get a good scan of that particular vessel. There are certain... kind of a different kind of metal composition. Like something had happened to that ship that it was a little different than other ships in how it was put together. To be more precise, it has some sort of Kuiper crystal coating, and it looks like it was in a firefight. There are multiple ships that are disabled, that are floating, that are just fucking dead. And BB is able to get a scan and see that, like, there is some remnants of that previous ship. BB knows which way it's going. It still seems to be heading for Morphus. You have not made it to the Delphi Pass yet. And you do have a few hours that you need to, like, recharge. And you've got some disabled pirate ships here.
All right. Let's salvage. Do we want to try to...
Yeah, let's salvage.
Ship.
Cool. So are you guys salvaging for particular equipment, information, or what is it you're wanting to find?
How are our missiles?
Actually, your missiles are full. You're good.
Okay. Information then.
Okay. Yeah, so this will be a plus which roll?
All right. A 6 versus a 3 and a 10.
Oh, okay. So you guys are. So yeah, you're going through. You actually find the battle logs of the ship. They were also equipped with missiles. They were. There are three ships here that were taken out. All three of them had missile arrays that they, in the end, they emptied them at this ship, and it did not hurt it. It took out the, like, they're not, that's like literally it is like they were all functional. They all launched all their missiles, and these ships are like, and that's the last thing that happened, and these ships are now all fucked up. So it's very clear that the Claritin call got away, but how that all happened is a little beyond you, other than fuck, that ship like wiped these out. And it the missiles didn't seem to have any effect that you well, except you do find some remnants of like you do see battle happened, so it did take some damage. It's not in pieces like the rest of these. But yeah, it takes you basically the full 4 hours, like scan the bits. Jimmy Rings goes out there in his suit, like brings parts, and you and Black Box, like the rest of you guys, you know, you're able to decipher this. As BB's like, we also now have full charge. If you'd like to continue on, I have plotted the course to the next, hopefully to catch up with them. But at this, I warn you, we are losing ground.
All right.
Part of the dice.
A 6 versus a 6 and another 10.
All right, you guys jump the next jump. This is to the Delphi Pass, and the destruction here is worse. It looks as if a. It looks like a massive battle happened. The problem being that clearly all the disabled ships are all on one side. It is the Bloody Syndicate is looks like a decent sized force. About 8, maybe 9 hours ago, faced like you're. I'm assuming you guys will do some scans, but basically what you find out as you're looking is that. The Clarion call showed up, refused to answer hails. They sent out some of their pirate ships to go give some shit, try to like you know shake it down because it's a small ship. I mean, this is like warships showed up next to like a little tugboat, and then the tugboat took out the warships. So then. Another, a bigger, like a fleet carrier, not a fleet carrier, but like a carrier showed up, and there are snub fighters just fucking, there's a lot of broken ships out here. There's a lot of dead people. You are still getting tracking information through here. You're definitely, basically, BB's like, if they're not heading to Morphis, I don't, like, it is, like, the chance that they are heading to Morphis. Is 99%. I think traveling as fast as we have been is possibly a mistake. We're not going to beat them to Morphis.
You okay? We're still here. Hello? You hello?
Good.
I'm here.
Making sure you
Sorry, I
can
was
hear
hearing.
us.
What do you guys think? Continue following it to Morpheus?
I'm with it,
You
man.
ready to move this?
I want the smoke.
Yeah, let's march all with it.
What?
Yeah.
That's not about that smoke, but I'll follow Sorlax.
Yeah.
All right. So basically, if you guys want now, you can just set a course to Morphus, so that'll be plus your supply, which is at plus 5.
All right. A 2 versus a 4 and a 6. Strong hit.
Strong hit. You guys make it there. just fine. So yeah, you've got, I mean, it's still got a few more jumps. You are smartly, you guys kind of go a little bit the longer way around because you're deep in pirate territory and you're pretty sure that the pirates are not going to be happy about losing so many ships. Like, if they're still even a thing. A lot of people died in that scuffle, whatever it was. But you're able to avoid the rest of the pirates. You make it to Morphus. Yeah, it's like you're... Hey, Nimbus and Golden Goons! Good to see you again. Feel free to land. Let us know if there's anything we can do.
Was there a ship that came through here recently?
I mean, yeah, that is going to be a gather information check. I will remember that, like, 10% of all of humanity lives on this planet. It's a major hub of stuff. It's like, yeah, that was before a lot of the Forgespawn hordes started murdering people by the station, too. So it might be even more now. But it's like 2 million of, like, the 20 million humans that live in the Forge, 2 million of them live. Yeah, it's a lot. So they're like, we see a lot of ships. But if there's anything you need, you guys have saved us. You've saved the Enlightened Worlds, whatever. You guys are all basically generals of the army that protects this place. So they're like, whatever info you need, we can send you the complete records of every ship that's come in the last week. A month, whatever you want. Computer systems are completely open access to you.
I would like those records, please.
All right. So if you guys want to connect the ship to it, BB can pull out whatever you want and can start looking for that if that's okay.
Sounds good.
All right. So yeah, BB starts sifting through.
In there.
You guys do a... We're going to do another gather information, but you're using plus the integrity of the ship, because so that'll be plus 5.
It's a 5 versus a 1 and a 2.
Bam. You guys are able to find the clarion call. Absolutely came to Morphus. It got docking clearance. Like, it is still here. The ship is physically here. They tell, like, you know exactly where it is docked. You're able to, there's a dock, like, literally, like, two little, like, you can dock in the same area and get to the ship. You've got complete access. Yeah. So if you guys want to land there, you're able to. Otherwise, let me know what you'd like.
Yeah.
All right. You guys, land at the ship. So you are able to, as you start getting close, you guys are docking, you're able to actually get a scan on the ship, and it appears that basically there was there's been a thin coating of, a very thin coating of, like, the Kuiper crystals. Think like the kind of diamond dust that they break up and they put into, like, the diamond cutters. Like, so it's not like the big pieces that people have been putting in their body. This is, like, microscopic stuff, and it's been put into the shell, like, the very top layer of the hull, basically giving it they have a very reinforced hull that looks like any conventional weapons.
Give me some ideas.
The issue is that there's definitely missing in spots. So some of the conventional weapons, or definitely the missiles, blew off patches of the protection, but there's still, like, there's no damage to the ship, there's a damage to the coating. So it's like breaking the protective screen. Probably a little bit harder to put on, but similar in that, yeah, it broke the protection, not the elf.
Yeah.
You guys are able to land. So you guys are able to walk over to the ship and check it out. There's no one there. It is a ship like the Nimbus used to be. It's not bigger on the inside. It's a very basic ship. But it has been tricked out with... Well, that's what it seems on the outside, except for that coating. And then you also find out it has it is a very improved engine. And you find inside, what I'm assuming you guys might check it out a little bit, there's a giant fucking crystal in here. Like a crystal the size, like, bigger than a human being. Like, that's how big it is in, basically, in the engine core, which looks like it's basically, think of, basically, it's a giant battery. It could be used as a giant battery pack for the E-drive.
Yeah.
So.
Give me some ideas.
Yeah. That's at least that's what BB's able to tell you, because you know,
we need more.
I'm assuming BB's hands. He's like, yes, yeah, so this is why this ship was so much faster than you, than us, because they had been charging, like, this battery pack is like down to like 20% of its full capacity, but could still do like 4 more jumps without having to recharge in between.
No, you.
Let's get that engine, man.
Yeah.
I don't have to recharge as much.
I mean, do you want to spend time trying to, like, loot that off the ship, or...
Yeah.
Can we get one of these for ourselves, or should we just take it? Take this one.
Well, BB pipes in, and he's like, I don't know where you'd find a crystal that big, like, other than what's right in front of you.
And the owner of the ship is nowhere around?
So we're tracking.
Okay.
Actually, if you want to do that, like, I think you guys actually should do a gather information check.
Roll this information.
It's 5 versus 2 8s.
Five. Oh, you're doing plus wits. Oh man, that's a miss with a match.
I love it.
Roll for me again.
It's the way of the dice, y'all.
Which I mean, so what is, like, you guys get that the whoever was flying the ship had a fake name. Very clearly, it's like Jane Doe. And like their version of like a social security number is just 1111111. Like it's very fake, but it's in the system. Like someone added, like this seems like it was a obvious throwaway emergency kind of identity that they used, and it, but it's burned because anybody trying to use this past like docking and whatnot would immediately be found out. But this is. Basically, their trail at this ship goes cold immediately, at least from, like, your initial, like, what you can tell from the ship. You might be able to talk to dock workers or check security footage. There's lots of things you can do, but the ship itself seems to be, like, those records are a dead end. Like, you can't just track them. But this ship has been paid for docking-wise for... there isn't a limit on it. Basically, whoever used this, someone has hacked this system ahead of time and basically went like, this is who I am, and like everything just opened up for them, like it often does for you, but you have to like identify yourself and whatnot. But people know who you are, and this is somebody who's like, someone's put this in here.
Man, this is
yeah. This feels like something like this is. Whatever this is has been was planned out well ahead of time. This was a total contingency plan that was, you know, this had already been accounted for in case somebody showed up. They have all this.
So, trying to track her, or yeah, trying to take her engine.
I'm done tracking this dead end. Let's take this engine.
We'll leave a note with our number so then they can call us and we'll find out who it is.
Cool. You guys are absolutely able to disconnect the crystal and take what parts. Because, to be honest, the engine, the main engine, is the base engine for this ship is very identical to what you started off with. And so it's very clear, like, yeah, these are all the new parts. I mean, like, literally, here's, like, a 30-year-old engine, and here's a brand new... turbo sitting on it. You know all of the pieces that came with it, and are very easy to differentiate that. But taking it apart as you go, you're like, you know, you get this big crystal unhooked and you see how it connected, but just because you see how the wires go, it doesn't make any sense. Like, this does not... You guys aren't mechanics. None of you guys are, like, techs of any kind or gearheads. This is something, like, you're totally able to steal all the parts. You don't know how to reassemble this in your ship. You would need...
That's their mechanic.
Yep. Yeah, you guys have usually been going to the bodega for all your repair grades and stuff.
So maybe we can't do that right now?
You absolutely could go to the bodega if you like. That's always an option. It's always just one chimp away.
Yeah, and then it always drops us back off where we went in through. I guess it is an option.
Good.
Did we get this engine yet, though, or what happened with that?
You've got all the parts, yeah. I'm saying you guys have all the stuff. You literally, you start trying to, like, as you're taking apart, you're like, we might be able to put this together, right? Right? And you're taking notes. You've got BB, who's, like, taking photos with, like, the camera on, you know, Jimmy Rings' suit. But you guys get it all onto the ship, you know, use the skiff to move things back and forth. And you start trying, you're just like, but how do we even start? BB's like, he doesn't know.
We see if he can help.
I'm going to say, the use of these crystals is completely outside of his understanding.
Okay.
Damn, you're from the mystery.
Ram, does your blood crystal say anything?
Yeah, let me sense my crystal, see what I can read from the universe and my crystal, my purple crystal. Sure. Man, I want to get more crystals and just put them all over my body.
Yeah, see if anything's in retrograde.
You're going to commune with your wits. I mean, you're going to try to, like, piece this out, because you're not, like, emotionally connected to it. So if someone wants to roll for him, it's +2 on his wits.
It's a 2 versus a 2 and a 4.
Boom.
Nice.
It's a weak hit.
Hey, it's a hit.
But it's still a hit, and it's absolutely hit. You are connecting with this. The issue is that, yeah, you know you need someone. Like, there's a trick to this. There is some sort of way that the technology needs to interface with this in a way that you're realizing you think in, like, three dimensions, and there's bits of this that need to be connected in a way that, like, you literally don't know how to move that. Like, you were able to, like, rip these parts apart,
mm-hmm.
but you're also thinking that you may have damaged some of the parts in a way you can't tell. Because it's, like,
oh, shit.
A five-dimensional part. They're like, yeah, you're able to pull it out, but you probably fucked it up. You also, but doing that, because you're using wits, you're also realize, you think back to, oh, shit, did you guys, maybe, did you find that? I'm trying to remember if Merrick actually heard that, because so when they went to the bodega in the future, they saw Aram Tarim's body.
Oh, yeah.
You guys want to tell him about that? About what you guys found out?
What happened?
Mystery's like an android being controlled by we don't know what.
Who?
Creature. Mr. E.
He's an android. This guy right here. What is this? What? Appreciate that, man. No, I'm good. Appreciate it. Got blessed up on the food. Okay, so Mr. E's an android. What the F?
It was an android body that was being controlled by something multidimensional. It's basically like a puppet, and all you can see was he had the big belly part of Mr. E. So he, you know, always wears like the white t-shirt and the jean overalls, and has like a big belly but thin arms. He actually, his body was mechanical, but there was something alive inside of it that was controlled. And they found the inside of it broken open and, like, gone. And so they found out that Mr. E is actually, like, he seems to be, like, a multidimensional being.
Oh, wow. Okay. And that's why he's got a weird place.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I forgot you didn't know that. So that makes it harder for you to make that connection.
All right. I'll cover my cap a bit. I'm still here, though.
So he can't help us assemble it. Is there anything we can restock?
BB can't help you assemble it. I was trying to let Merrick know. You guys think Aram Tarim could help you? He'd be the perfect guy to help you assemble it.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. I misunderstood that. Oh, yeah. Let's go to Mr. E's then.
Alrighty. So you guys pop in the ship. You've got all those parts. You follow the directions to the bodega. And actually thinking maybe of calling it here. Figuring out what happens next. If you guys are all right with that.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Thanks, Adam. You're awesome, dude.
Yeah. Thanks for playing, guys. Yeah, I'll have... You guys kind of went in a slightly different direction than I was thinking, which is great, because it just opened some more doors, and I'm like, holy shit, though, what do I do next? So.
Gotta keep your toes, you know?
Yeah. I am actually... I think I'm busy next weekend, but we could shoot for 2 weekends from now.
Okay.
2 weeks.
All right, guys. Thanks for...
So cool. The fourth.
Have a good day.
Hold on, is that the fourth? Yeah.
To learn what happens, keep listening. This show is brought to you ad-free by Privilege. No ads, no Patreon, just a cishet white man with disposable income and time. It is performed, edited, and all that good stuff by Redstone Archender. The story is powered by the game Ironsworn Starforged by Sean Tompkin. Outro by Glitter Snitchel, channeling the spirits. This has been a Sofa King Cool production.